only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself.
No matter what, I'm sorry.
Never doubt that you're the one, and you can
get away.
You're the best. I'm just sitting here trying to freestyle, but I really can't. You're sitting over there telling me that I'm the type of person who really can't freestyle, but I'm saying, don't disrespect me. You're sitting over there judging me.
This is the Cat Figure Podcast, episode 65. You didn't rhyme once, but I was bobbing my head as if I was really, and closing my eyes and bobbing my head like I was really feeling your raps.
But the best rappers don't need to rhyme.
Who are you?
Tom McLaughlin.
Yes, the best rappers don't need to rhyme.
MC No Rhyme.
That's not really true at all, but I'll go with it for you. I'm the type of your previous raps, we've unfortunately restarted the episode in another edition of Lost Tapes that will never be released. And Tom started multiple raps with, I'm the type of person who's the type of person, which is a callback to our imitation of a stupid person, because stupid people say that. They start sentences with, yo, I'm the type of person that if you text me and then I text you back and then I see you typing and then you stop, why are you not texting me back? What the hell is that? It's like, Bitch, that's not a category of people.
So you actually are upset, not you and
you're not
this
in the category
whole
of
category of people who get upset. Who everybody happened. Gets upset at that. Not just you.
And also, not everybody gets texts from Ronaldo at 4 a.m. and specifically about what you're talking about. So,
but you are the type of person that says I'm the type of person, and that makes me totally disregard everything you have to say.
Ooh, that is fucking deep. I'm the type of person who doesn't like it when people say they're the type of person.
Correct.
Oh my God.
I'm in that category.
I'm in a time. Now we're stupid people. What the fuck?
But I'm in that category, and people in that category know that people who say that aren't in our category.
You're reminding me of another stupid people staple is like saying, there's many ways to go about this. We're going to get to football stuff, and the new theme of the show is, I guess, Tom and Ryan shit on it. Tom and Ryan, are cynical. But here's
pointing out absurdity.
Here's another. I'm going to be a little cursy. They'll give us the explicit. I don't care. I'm going to talk how we really talk now. We got nothing to lose. But speaking of people, stupid people tropes or whatever the word is, besides I'm the type of person, they say things like, yo, there's three types of people in this world. Or all a man ever got in his life is his money and his respect. If you lose your respect, you nothing. It's like, fuck you. That's not true.
How about another one that has a particular place with me is, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to get on the subway.
I'm finna. Ryan, you don't need to be that close to the mic. Little Ryan actually texts T-R-Y-N-A as one word.
Yeah, trying to.
Finna, like fixing to. All right, bro.
What does that mean?
It means I'm trying. Oh, I forgot. I thought you were making fun of the fact that they join the two words. You're laughing that they're using the word that means attempt want.
Yes.
They mean want, and they're using the word for attempt.
I want to go on the subway. I need to go on the subway.
Yo, I'm trying to eat, but my hands don't work.
Like, you can't get on the subway.
Yo, I'm trying to go on the subway, but there's a force field blocking the door, and I can't get in.
I'm trying to get on the subway, but I'm also the type of person that doesn't want to pay to go on the subway.
Right. That would be correct usage. Yo, I'm trying to go to KFC, but I can't get there because I don't have legs.
Exactly.
Right. That's very – I forgot. I'm so ingrained in the Afro-American culture that I forgot. All right. Yo, so we got football stuff that's absurd. Oh, but another before that, speaking of Afro-American culture – Tom, we got to be really careful that we don't commit digital blackface. I showed you this thing about this lady in BBC, and her message was, you know, guys, we really got to watch it. When we send black gifts and we send emojis, like with the black hands clapping, that's digital blackface, and it's really not right. We're culturally appropriating, and they're not caricatures. Sending a meme of Oprah, she's not there for your entertainment, even though she's a fucking entertainer. This is a real thing that the BBC posted about digital blackface. Do you feel guilty? Or are you going to change your ways?
It is absolutely absurd. I've never even once, first of all, I don't really send that many GIFs or emojis.
I was just going to say, you text me black hand, you text me emojis every day. No, that's another stupid people trope.
Emojis, yes. The crying face.
Dude.
But that would never even come across my mind about the race of an emoji. I think 2 weeks ago I found out that you could send different colored emojis, but like what you're saying is right. People send a GIF with a black entertainer with a particular type of facial expression.
Right.
And it's the facial expression, it's not the race, that people are using it to make a point.
Right. But, you know, it is wrong that the black-skinned emojis are lower on the list. No, I'm kidding. I can't come up with an angle. Emojis don't have race. Stupid people use emojis. A stupid people staple is the crying face, like, for laughing.
Yeah.
You motherfucking mutts. Get it together. All right, bro. So, speaking of like, I don't know, fake outrage and, like, silly movements, what it is it's just an angle. It's not, they're not really upset about it. It's just a new thing. I really believe this.
It's unbelievable.
I really don't believe that if it's too absurd. I believe that actually BBC is like, all right, how can we get views? And it's like, here's a new angle that's not explored, a way to actually shame people. And, you know, let's go with it. All right.
No, it has a detrimental effect on society, though,
right.
100%.
Yeah.
But I think you're totally right that this woman journalist who's coming up with this theory, her motive behind it is a lot of people are going to click on it.
Right. It's not,
and they're
actually
make money.
Offended. Right, right.
Because you're right. You can't actually be offended by that because...
Eat a dick. She said at the end, "We black people should have control over how they're depicted in the media or whatever." It's like, no, fuck you. No, you don't. No, it's like, and also the black emojis are not real people. Shut up. Just shut up. It's not like the black emoji faces have like big white lips like they're in blackface.
They're
like,
all
that would
exactly
be like, they look,
the
yeah,
same.
They're the same as white. All right, yo. So, sort of related to this, you have a hot take. Maybe even a sizzling take about Colin Kaepernick you wanted to bring up? Because I guess, what, people need quarterbacks?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are still, like, running this narrative that, like, you know, Colin Kaepernick should have a job, but he doesn't. And he would have a job.
Wait, why doesn't he have a job?
He doesn't have a job because of all of the baggage that comes along with him.
Which is, he was the first to sit out... What, he sat on the bench during the national anthem as showing solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement?
Correct.
Specifically effort? Right, okay. And then he kept doing it and became a big and bigger story. Now, did people sit out week one of the NFL season, other athletes? I know some guys were doing it.
There were a couple people who did. Yeah.
So what, you think that that's not why he's not on a team? Like,
he's a marginal. He's just a marginal player, right? He probably deserves to be a starting quarterback, but to ignore the fact that he comes with everybody on your team is going to have to answer questions. It is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an owner of a team, it is going to alienate a certain percentage of your fans. Those are both absolute facts. Like, the best player doesn't always make the team, right?
Yeah,
there are people.
There's guys with Josh Gordon we'll get to later. Like, is, you know.
So, you know, to me, in terms of like this victimization thing, he's not a victim. He just made a decision that inherently was probably not a very good decision if he wanted to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm forget right. What your main beef is, as I'm hearing you, and we didn't talk about this before the show, but that you're disagreeing with the tone of the articles. You agree with. I thought you were disagreeing with the sentiment that he's not on a team because of that. That's not deniable. You're disputing the tone that he is a victim in this.
Yeah.
That like, oh, he just innocently did this and now he's not on a team. It's like, no. He made a very aware choice to protest, and good for him if it's what he believes in. These are consequences. This comes with it, right?
If he were as good as Aaron Rodgers, he would definitely be on a team because his talent would more than compensate for the level of baggage that came along.
I
but
guess it's
he,
like any player.
He knew this.
Yes.
He knew this. Nobody told him that you have to do this. He felt like it's the same thing, right? If I go and work at Bank of America and then I start protesting, causing a big scene.
Yes.
Right. If I'm not that much better than the next person they can bring in to do my job, I'm going to be fired.
Right. Has he complained or anything? He hasn't, that I've heard. It's all articles about him.
He really has.
Well, look, I feel like a team will crack during the season, I would imagine. I think he's going to get signed,
yeah.
Look, if I were him, I would feel hurt, man. Like, honestly, that I would feel hurt that everyone's this soft. Like, I disagree with the Black Lives Matter movement as it stands today in general. Not that this matters really, but I disagree with what in this instance. I don't disagree with his right to do that. Of course, you can. It's cool that he was like, you know what? I need this voice heard, and I'm gonna say it. I actually disagree with the merits of what he was saying. I don't at all disagree with him doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
But once he does it, it's almost like if all the players like sort of had his back. I don't know. Like everyone's sort of being a pussy now the other way, right? How like people are PC kowtowing to stuff like the digital blackface. In a way, it's like owners kowtowing and being afraid of like angry Americans, like how dare he, blah, da 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 da. I don't know. It's like just everybody chill the fuck out.
No, I agree with that too. I think that potential part of him being a distraction, if you bring him in at this part of the season, it will be a distraction. But if he is a much better quarterback than what you have, you should probably give him a chance.
He probably, dude, if you told, you think if you told him, yo, we'll sign you, but you can't sit, he would do it?
I think he would.
He definitely earned it. He probably feels like an idiot. He probably did this last season, and now he's like, shit, man, this Black Lives Matter movement is retarded. Like, you know, I know when I was a kid, he's probably only 5 years younger than me, I'm 30, but when I was a kid, I believed in stuff really hard, and then the next year didn't. He probably, like, looked into it more, and he's like, oh, never mind. Black people are way disproportionately more likely to have interactions with cops. They're actually blah, 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 blah. Only one-third of the cases that they're all mad about are at. Whatever. Like, I would feel like an idiot if I were him. I feel bad for him in that sense, that he got duped by the movement.
Yeah.
He got tricked.
They got a lot of great publicity.
They used him in a way, yeah.
And, you know, he made the choice to do that, and now he has basically forfeited a lot of money because of that.
You know what pisses me off about, we'll move on, but what pisses me off about the discussion, because I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, so next thing that really annoys me is...
Let's not say next thing that really annoys me. Phrase it as, here's another absurdity that we will gently point out with no anger.
Here's another absurdity I'll point out gently with no anger.
That's a good intro.
College football player, his name is Donald Delahaye.
Oh, you could have ended the sentence at college football.
College football kicker has a Division I scholarship.
Yeah.
Kicking at a college.
Mm-hmm.
He's a marketing major. He started creating YouTube videos. They became very popular, so he wanted to make money off of that. The NCAA found out about this.
It's not even he wants to. If you get enough views on YouTube also, they're monetized. It's like you click a button. Want to monetize?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So he started making money that way. Now, again, he's a marketing major and wants to pursue a career in entertainment after football. And the NCAA finds out about this and tells him he needs to either stop making YouTube videos or give up his kicking scholarship and has to pay for college on his own.
I'm sure it was stop making money off them, right? Or
yeah, but
not stop making them. But yeah, no, it was not right. It was stop making money. He was allowed to make them, but just the fact that he's making a cent is the issue.
Correct.
Because why? What's their rule? You can't
because
make money.
The NCAA says, I got it here, that you cannot make money off of your image.
Are you allowed to have like a job off camera? Can you like wash dishes?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's how boosters pay athletes way a ton, right? They give them like a job at their car wash and then hand them thousands of dollars under the table.
Correct.
So you can have a job. That's insane. So what that is so – that does not fucking fall into that at all, first of all. Not – like it goes without saying how stupid that rule is. But I think it's interesting to talk about. That's not his image. Not, like, he's not, his channel isn't big because he's a kicker, maybe, right? Is it? I mean, what does he talk about on
No,
his, you know?
I mean,
it's about
it,
the
it
content
have,
of his videos.
It might, him being a kicker and being a football player may have something to do with the image he portrays, but for the large part, it's because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he makes good videos.
Right, right, right. So, that I don't know, I guess that's his image, but it's not really. It's like, are we making a show on our image? It's like, I don't know what legally the word image is, but to me, it's, I would think, specifically, like, directly, clearly, because you're a football kicker. And I don't know the channel, but I doubt very highly that he would have enough views to be monetized just on that.
No, it's impossible.
Even 50% on that, because nobody's going to watch a random defensive lineman just post a video of him talking. That you can't make
money
on that.
He's a kicker from Central Florida.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
That school has, like, almost no brand value.
So there you go. Exactly. Nobody gives a fuck. That's not making money off his image. But, you know, the NCAA be owning slaves, you know? I don't know. There ain't no...
It's just another level of absolute ridiculousness on their part.
I thought of what I was going to say about Colin Kaepernick. I forgot. This is absurdity that I'm going to explore in a not angry way, is when people would say, and you heard this a lot, like, okay, you protest, now what? What else is he going to do? And it was the same as when there was Occupy Wall Street and they were like, they don't know what they want. They're doing this, but they don't have a next step. It's like, shut the fuck up. They're doing more than you, you bum.
Correct.
They believe in something and they're doing something is more than nothing. You know, one is greater than zero, Riri. Right?
I absolutely agree.
I hate when people, like, smart, nah, Marcellus Wiley's an idiot. But I heard other remotely intelligent people make that point, and it was very stupid, okay? So, in one of the Lost Tape episodes, I played you Bill Cowher, a clip from his horrible Time Warner commercials that no longer air, but I ran into one on YouTube, and he's just so bad. Just, this is a loose segue into Rex Ryan on Monday Night Football, bro. What's your review? I liked him. I don't think you did. What absurdity did you see that you're going to explore in a not angry way with him?
I mean, he really wasn't effective at communicating to football fans.
I think it was the woman's fault, mostly, that the woman was doing play-by-play. That's a joke.
I think that's a little ridiculous. I don't think she was that good either.
Dude, you hate women. You hate Jessica Mendoza on Sunday night. You're a misogynist.
No, that's not true.
I'm kidding. So wait, all right. So what didn't you like about Rex Ryan, though?
Well, it's, you know, John Gruden, even though he understands the technical aspects of the game, he can communicate, you know, advanced or even basic football concepts to people.
Yeah, he bridges the gap, right?
Right. Yeah, well. Rex Ryan didn't do that. So specifically, there was a play where two receivers were on the same side of the field. They ran routes where they crossed over each other and the defensive backs collided into each other and allowed the player to get open.
Okay.
And Rex Ryan was basically like, yeah, and you know, the guy on the inside went to the double post and looked out and then created this separation. And it's like, no.
And the wide receiver with the X and the press coverage was looking for this game, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
No, you ran a route and the defensive backs ran into each other, so the guy got open.
I don't well, maybe he'll get better at that. What did you think about maybe he is such a man that if they had a not a woman in there, they would just, like, I don't know what a man explosion is. It sounds pretty sexual, but, like, there would be too much testosterone and people would die.
So, like,
go ahead.
Who would it be, like, Joe Buck and Rex Ryan?
Dude, that'd be way too much, man. That's insane. Joe Buck is fucking all that. You can't have that. So you have to have a shitty token woman be there. How about his but he did do well, and you mentioned this, and I was so amped up before the game. He gave a speech that he definitely has given before week one or before a primetime game, and it went something like this. The lady, who, by the way, all lady announcers have the same lisp, and they go, well, it was like this. Like, they have a weird, like, lady lisp announcer voice. They all talk the same. And she goes, Rex, what are the coaches telling them? There are teams in the locker room now. And he was like, you tell them This is it, boys. Everything is tonight. But it's bigger than you, right? You got people who know you, your friends, family, guys who hate you back in your hometown. And they're at home, and they're saying, yeah, I knew him, I was better than him. But when you make a play, then they're going to be like, that's my boy. So you're bigger than you. You are representing so many people with the name on your back. And it's bigger than any of it. So let's get out there and just show them who you are, and you represent yourself. And I was like, yeah! I was ready to play.
You represent everyone. You're representing the people who doubted you all the way. You're representing the guy outside at the fruit stand who gave you a banana earlier today.
He's going to say, I gave that guy a banana. I gave him his potassium.
That's my boy. He runs a pretty funny podcast, and I fueled his dreams. What other people have fueled your dreams?
Fuel my dreams. The ref in the Redskins game fueled my dreams. Not really. He fueled my nightmares because these fucking idiots at the end of the game. Well, I should say I had a couple teasers involving the Redskins getting 7 points, and I needed them to not lose by more than 7. They're down 4-3 with the ball, driving to win. And there was a strip sack, a tuck play, if you will. A fuck play, if you will, like Tom Brady.
Turnover and return for touchdown.
Right. A fumble, strip sack. But the review was this. So they called it a touchdown. The defender, the fat black guy, grabbed the ball and jiggled his fat ass into the end zone and did a little dance. And then they reviewed it because the NFL has automatic reviews, right, dog? And I don't know when did it happen that they go to New York like baseball? Is this recent that all the reviews are done at a headquarters in New York?
Must have been as of last year.
Yeah, I only was aware of it last year, this year. But anyway, so they send this review play to New York, obviously. And it is so clear that it's not a fumble, but you understand why they call it a fumble on the field, because that way they can review it.
Correct.
And it's so clear that his arm is going forward that Mike Pereira, the ex-head of officiating, both commentators are all like, that's clearly a forward incomplete pass. The Eagles defense goes back out on the field, ready to still be on defense, and the Redskins offense goes back out on the field, and then they fucking say the play stands. And I screamed so loud, my dad goes, Ryan, shut the fuck up! Because of bothering the neighbor. But it was, how do you review a play? And it's clearly, it reminds me of when baseball review started and their egos were so big that they didn't want to overturn a play.
I think it's a conspiracy against you.
All right. So there's I don't know. What else? My survivor pool is done, right? You told me not to, and I picked the Patriots against the Chiefs, and that didn't go that well. Why was that dumb, man? What am I doing wrong?
You want to pick the team playing the worst team rather than the better team,
regardless,
dummy.
Of where they play.
The Chiefs are a playoff team.
Yo, the Steelers almost lost. Oh, all right. So here's the real thing. Stay back. You're too close to the mic, dog. Josh Gordon, right, is about to get out of rehab. Hadn't he gone to rehab before?
It's his fourth time.
Dude, well, I did 6.5 bids. I know some people who did a couple bids. Rehab, you know, it's pretty fun. I wish I was in there with Josh Gordon or a celebrity. But he had his fun, right? He probably maybe had a little rehab romance, passing notes with a girl, getting a hand job in a van, like many of us do, right?
Correct.
Having sex in church, like I did, get kicked out of rehab. Maybe he's fiending to smoke, right? But he's doing the program, right? maybe he's saying, I was on the Browns, and then pulling his dick out and hoping the girls will like it. Maybe not. Anyway, maybe he's in denial still. Either way, he's applying to get reinstated to the NFL, and Goodell Castro said, it hasn't come across my desk yet. We'll get to it when we get to it. What? If he was just smoking weed, what the fuck?
I mean, the whole backdrop of it is absolutely absurd.
Which is what we're all about here on the new cap figure.
Because it's just a proven fact that they're giving players opiates, which are much more addictive than smoking marijuana will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana, smoking it does have tangible effects in terms of reducing pain. So it's just so ridiculous that they're pumping these players full of painkillers. But yet, if you smoke weed in a state where it's completely legal, they basically take away your livelihood.
Yeah, I mean, they need to adjust that part of it, right? Is like, okay, so a couple of things. One is, yeah, to be clear, Josh Gordon, obviously, he led the league in receiving in 2014, and he hasn't played since 2015. He had a great – but he peed dirty for weed multiple times, like three or four times, and he got a lifetime ban, and he's like – and now he's trying to get reinstated. He clearly is addicted to it, but it was just weed. It's weed tests, right? And you can – with a doctor be on painkillers, which is the biggest epidemic in the country right now, drug wise, right?
Absolutely.
And this is the case, if the NFL ever is trying to say in any way that these suspensions are to help the players, they need to be shot in the fucking face. Like, use
but
your
they do
brain.
They do say that.
I know, no, I know they do. Yeah. I said they do. But it's just so unfathomable that that can be their line of thought, like it's for their own good, and yet they are denying the head trauma stuff that's going on.
Correct.
And giving them worse drugs so they can play. It's the most absurd shit in NFL history.
No, it is.
Besides the Jets beating the Colts.
It's unbelievable, and I just can't wrap my head around it, and it's like...
Maybe because doctors got everybody duped, bro. Maybe here's the angle, is that Gadel Castro seems like a regular schmo. Maybe he takes an antidepressant. And the doctors are like, look, man, weed is a legal substance. We prescribe these. And
so
that's enough
us.
For some people.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. People believe in doctors more than they should or something. I don't know.
Any of those are true. But I just, it's unbelievable to me. If you just think about the outcome, right? So Ezekiel Elliott has had all of these different incidents, right?
Maybe smacked a couple women here and there, right?
Maybe he wasn't necessarily charged, but it's obvious.
Wait, what were his incidents? Smacking women up?
He like pulled down a woman's shirt. He had a number of complaints for domestic violence
Wait,
with his ex girlfriend.
This is funny. Tell me them.
I don't know them exactly.
He pulled down a woman's shirt?
Yeah.
Where?
At a bar in Dallas.
What? What, he's just walking by and pulled her shirt down?
Pretty much.
What an animal. Why? Were her tits big? No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. Yeah.
What the fuck? What a piece. What a scumbag. All right. So back to Gordon. What's good?
So you're confused about what binary means.
Well, you didn't say it yet in this world. What?
the reason is... If you fail a marijuana test, there's proof there.
The reason what is? The reason that they can suspend him for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas as opposed to what?
Ezekiel Elliott, there's no necessarily conviction.
I didn't know what you're comparing it to. I understand. Right.
But there's a gray area, so he can just keep appealing it.
I get you. Right. Well, but this is just... We're right. No, that makes sense. We're saying how stupid their policy is, though. But... Yeah, I guess
it's enforceable.
Which is worse, like smoking pot or walking around raping girls? I mean, not raping, but pulling shirts down. How arrogant do you have to be to just walk through a bar and pull a girl's shirt down?
He's Zeke.
Did he look drunk in the video? Have you watched it?
I think he was. Yeah, he had a beer in his hand.
Yeah, what an animal! I told you I went to rehab. Speaking of Josh Gordon, rehab with a girl who. Or a guy, I don't want to. She went to, now I, whatever, I'm not going to say
You're
her
sexist.
Name.
You're sexist.
No. I meant like I didn't want to reveal who she is, but I'm not going to say her name. But she played D1 volleyball at Auburn while Cam Newton was there, and they would be at the same parties. And she said he would just take his dick out in the middle of a party.
Okay.
And that's the type of swag that Cam and Ezekiel have.
Yeah.
Whereas I think guys like, you know, not Aaron Rodgers, but like maybe Chad Pennington and Ben Roethlisberger, you know, do the classy like bathroom bouncer rape.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding. That was a joke because Chad is the god. All right. So Josh Gordon, whatever. You know, I think Sean Payton still is on painkillers, man. He looks like his eyes are pinned. People who are junkies, their pupils get small. And watch, when you see him looking at the play sheet, he looks high as hell.
I'll have to keep an eye on
that. There was a story
that.
Of him stealing painkillers from his players.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, man. He murdered his grandma to take her meds. No, I'm kidding. But you don't remember that story? It was a couple years ago.
No, I don't.
Yeah, man. After they won the Super Bowl, it was like Sean Payton addicted to painkillers. And then nothing ever came of it, so he's probably still on them. You don't just like...
Yeah,
it's not like a small deal to get addicted to painkillers, which is sort of our point as well. All right. So that's it.
That's a wrap.
One more thing, right? Gadel Castro... made a law that you can't say the N-word on the field a couple years ago. People forgot about this. So when you're watching and you see a penalty that happens for no reason, just think to yourself, that guy might use a racial slur. Yes, there's freedom of speech, and yes, maybe he's black, and yes, maybe it's fucking ridiculous to police language on a field when guys are murdering each other, like they're literally hitting each other in the head so hard that they're shortening their lifespans. But let's worry about the language they use. So next time you see a penalty for that, remember, thank your Goodell Castro.
I will.
And next time somebody wants to do a slam dunk like Jimmy Graham on the goalpost, but they don't, they keep it classy, thank Goodell Castro, because these are the things he's worried about.
These are real difference makers.
Yeah, bro. You're Goodell. I hate you, Goodell. I hate Goodell. Bye.